And now, James Gravel.
In our past presentations on evil, pain, and suffering, we noted that sometimes we suffer because of our own wrong choices, and sometimes we suffer because of the wrong choices of those around us. Neither of those things, of course, is God's fault. But there is another equally important aspect of suffering that needs to be considered. As you are listening to me speak, it may be that you are sitting comfortably in your own house or driving along in your car. Regardless of where you are, however, I suspect that you are enjoying certain amenities such as heating or air conditioning, electricity, access to clean water, and so on. But stop and ask yourselves this question. Whence have most of these blessings come? Is it not true to say that, for the most part, they are gifts from previous generations? Our forebearers invented and perfected many of the things we today take for granted. We all acknowledge that good things from the past have come down through the ages to bless our lives. But what about bad things from the past? Should we expect that somehow all of the mistakes, errors, and sins of those who have gone on before us will fade, be forgotten, and trouble us no more? Hardly. Ecclesiastes 9:18 reminds us that one sinner can destroy much good. We all recognize that while we are recipients of the fruits of the labors of previous generations, we also bear the brunt of past mistakes, errors in judgment, or evil actions. Decades ago, we did not know that spreading poisons into the environment could cause generic mutations in the human gene pool, but it can. We did not know when we gave women thalidomide as a tranquilizer, it had the capacity to cause serious birth defects, but it does. We meant well, but we erred, and future generations suffered. Much of the world's suffering is a result of the misuse or abuse of freedom of choice by past generations. Sometimes actions in the past were accidental or unintentional, but sometimes, like the case of wars, they were carried out on purpose. The sad fact is that we are responsible for our past mistakes, errors in judgment, or evil actions. God is not.